This is Alan Dolby and Cameron Hardcastle from Radio Way. We're at the Walton Festival Lights, and there's some groups here from the Young Enterprise organisations from local schools, and we're going to interview a few of them in a little bit.
Yeah, excellent.
Right, what's your stand here?
Yeah, we're called Lumi Gem. We're from Heathside Young Enterprise. We're selling candles, handmade candles. That are sustainable and vegan.
So, can you tell us a bit about how they're sustainable? So what materials are you using?
We're using coconut and soy wax, which is renewable. We're also using wooden wicks for the same reason. But because we're using that type of wick and wax, it means that they'll last longer and you'll be able to smell it more.
Okay, and how much do you sell these for?
£15.
Okay, do you think that's a little bit of a high price for this sort of thing?
Well, if you go to somewhere like Tesco's or Sainsbury's, you're not going to find candles like ours. They're very high quality, and because they do have that sustainable element, it does mean our costs are a little bit higher. But if you were to buy a candle from Yankee Candle, for example, we are more sustainable than they are, and it will last longer.
Have you looked at how sustainable Yankee Candles are, and then you based it on that?
They use paraffin wax, which most candles do use, and the paraffin wax is a byproduct of the oil industry. And they also use wicks, which are coated in paraffin wax as well. So it isn't as good for the environment as ours, and it means that paraffin wax actually can release some toxic fumes when lit, and the smoke that you get from candles won't happen when you use ours.
So you're using coconut wax, is that right? How long does it take for you to make one of the candles, would you say?
We made 18 candles in 2 hours on Thursday, and it's a relatively easy process. It's just making sure everything's heated to the right temperatures, and that you add the fragrances and the dyes at the right time.
Very interesting, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Right, so at another enterprise stall from a young enterprise company called Planet Protect. Right, would you like to give us some more information about what you're doing today?
Okay. Hello, this is Planet Protect, and we're selling eco-friendly products, and we want to help you feel relaxed, because everybody feels stress relief. Everybody feels stress, so we want to stress relief and help people. And so we're selling bath bombs, candles, incense sticks, and we include a special message and a Spotify playlist for you to relax. And it's all your choice, so it's all unique for yourselves.
So you can sort of compile your own bags from the various bits and bobs you've got here.
Yeah, so we got these bags that we've all created, our logo.
Would you like to describe those, because you can't see them on radio?
Okay, so we got two different candles, an amber and a red, and then we got a variety of mini bath bombs, coconut, cherry, watermelon, mango, and then we got a variety of incense sticks here as well, so relaxing sensuality, so like lavender and lemon, things like that.
So did you make the bath bombs yourself, or did you get them from a supplier?
We found a supplier on Etsy, and we have to, because Young Enterprise rules, we can't really create our own products or like create bath bombs, because it might be harmful for people. So we just found a nice supplier who's vegan friendly, animal cruelty free. So
thank you very much.
Okay, how long does it take you to put these sort of things together in a package?
So, right now? So.
Yeah. How long does it do? Obviously, part of your time is putting these into a package, really, aren't they?
So, people choose, firstly, the candles. We put the candles in. They choose the bath bombs. We put them in a packaging like this. And then they choose an incense stick. And then we all put it in. We ask them. And then we just, like, tick off the bath bombs they picked to know the ingredients. And then we all just give it to them, and they'll be happy.
Oh, we're very happy. And how long has it taken to put the Spotify playlist together as well?
Okay, well, it took us like one meeting, so an hour, 2 hours. We compiled all the relaxing Spotify music.
Okay, and what school are you from?
We're from Salesian School, Chertsey.
Okay, know it well, yeah. Okay, right, thank you much. Thank you, cheers.
So this is... Energize. What school are you guys from?
Reed School in Cobham.
Reed School in Cobham. So can you just take us quickly through what you're selling here?
So basically we're selling sweets, quite simply. A good bag of sweets, only £1 for a bag of sweets, which is really cheap when you compare it to some picker mixes like Odeon. So yeah, really cheap sweets for a really good price. Great stocking fillers. So yeah.
Yeah, well, with Christmas coming up, it's never too early to start, you know, preparing.
Got a speaker for the Christmas music, and everything. Oh, so yeah, getting in this Christmas spirit.
Oh, yeah, well, thank you. That's really great. We'll be sure to pop back if we want some sweets.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you very much.
Right, it's Alan Dolby here from Radio Way and Cameron Hardcastle. What's your name again?
Hardcastle, that's what it is.
We're walking down the High Street, Wharton High Street. Obviously, it's been fenced off. There's no cars coming down here. And we're going to go and see the young enterprise companies that have been set up from local schools. We just come up to one at the moment. Yeah, we did have a chat with them earlier, and I think we're going to have a bit of a chat with them now, I think. What's this stall about and whereabouts are you from?
My name's Harrison. We are by occasion. We're from Claremont Fancourt School in Esher, and we are focusing primarily on party cups, plates, napkins that unfortunately aren't reusable and won't biodegrade when they're sent to the landfill. We thought we'd put a stop to that and start distributing our products which will biodegrade, and that will in turn help the environment, not just in the UK, but hopefully all around the world.
How did you come up with the idea for this?
Well, we're brainstorming into ways that how can we best, because we wanted to be able to reduce our own carbon footprints and give to the planet. So we thought, instead of just us doing our personal things, why don't we try get everybody else to try move? And we thought party wear is a great way where, unfortunately, at the end of a party, everything just goes straight in the bin, and it's going to do a bit of damage, but we thought this won't and it'll biodegrade.
Okay, and how did you come up with the pricing, because that seems quite reasonable? You've got 8 cups, 8 plates and 8 napkins for £5. That's pretty good.
Well, what's quite good about it is the materials it's used from is quite cheap, because it's able to biodegrade. You can just keep using it, and the material just feels, and it's just like materials you'd normally use. But the great thing is it doesn't have the nasty, for example, the nasty glues that you would use that just would stop it from biodegrading, or the films they put over. We'll get rid of that.
Okay, and what school are you from again?
Claremont Fancourt School in Esher.
I wish you all the best of luck. All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, cheers.
We're in a bit of a queue at the moment in front of this table. Obviously, it's quite popular for Christmas stuff.
We're here at, what's the company name?
D-Sign.
D-Sign. What school are you guys from?
Claremont
Fancourt. Oh, so like the other side. Okay. And can you tell us a bit about what you're selling here?
So our main product are signs. And all around the year we can do whatever you want, but as it's Christmas, we've done some Christmas designs. We also have just like some Christmas decorations, crackers, cards, wrapping paper, baubles, and some stockings and Christmas hats. And also some sweets.
Yes, you put them in little jars, they're very nice. So can you tell us a little bit about what these signs are made from, because I've been led to understand.
From reused wood. We got the wood from school, so it's been used in lessons, and then we've used the leftovers from the lessons. And we've just painted on the Santa, and we've engraved the writing into the wood. And then on some of them there's glazed to make it look a bit different.
Well, thank you for telling us. I hope you get a lot of customers.
Thank you.
Okay. So we're up at this table here, and this chap's going to tell us all about it.
Well, we're selling calendars, wildlife calendars that someone in our group took themselves, and also other ones that we've found and sourced.
Okay, so you've actually taken some of these photos, you've sort of processed them and put them onto a calendar?
We bought them in bulk, we manufactured them in bulk, and then we sold them along for a higher markup, obviously.
Okay, and what sort of strategy did you employ to actually have the markup, and how much pricing did you decide to have?
Well, I'm not in finance, so I'm not entirely sure of what each price was. But I think it was.
So it's £8 each and 14 for two to try and get a bulk buy deal if people want to buy two.
And what sort of profit are you making from that?
So they were £4 a unit, so £4 profit per sale, which is quite good.
And you've got a sort of local printer to print these out, did you?
So yeah, so we just send the pictures over with the format and then a little detail under each photo to explain where it was taken and who by it. And then they do it for us and deliver it.
Okay, and what school are you from?
Reed School.
Reed School. Okay, all right, thank you much. All right, cheers. Hi, we're from Radio Way. Do we like to have a little interview about what your stall's all about and where are you from?
We're from Halliford School in Shepton, and we're selling we've come out of a therapeutic stand, such as lavender weed bags, which relax your shoulders and release any tension, especially at Christmas time.
We're promoting mental health awareness with the NHS, so we've got these little brochures for sleep problems and stress, which we're obviously helping with the therapeutic purposes of the lavender aroma fusion bags. This also ties in with the candle-lit succulent terrariums we have. So you can either have it with the succulent in it, or you can just have it with a candle in the sand. And that's what we've been selling. We also have some Christmas wreaths. So we just have a wide variety of products. Main focus of ours this year has been sustainability, which is why we've gone for the glass baubles with the twine instead of any sort of plastic ropes and such. Obviously, these have been made from... They've been made from a little farm in Devon, which we found that we got all the lavender and wheat from. So yeah, that's mainly been it.
Oh, no, thank you. How do you pronounce the name of the company?
It's Quiddium. That means forward in Maltese. That's because we have a Maltese boy in our team, so he came up with that. Thought it was quite a good name.
And where did you get the pricing from, the £6 each for the terrariums?
So the pricing we came up with from the costs, so it was cost plus a bit, but also we did some market research online. So you can find the succulents, so it's £7 for just the bauble online, and then around £10 with a candle inside and something like that, so we thought we'd go a bit below that. Also these lavender wheat bags, I think it was £15 online that you could find them, so obviously we just wanted to make sure that everyone was getting a good deal and we weren't trying to overprice everything.
Okay, and you got £15 for the complete package for a terrarium, a light bauble and a lavender infused wheat bag as well, yeah?
Yeah, we do.
All right, what school were you from again?
Halliford School.
Okay, all right, thank you very much.